Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. A fresh start for leaders. How to train without it being a drain. A leader's role includes developing others, certainly, but development doesn't just happen. It takes training, and for many, training can seem to be draining. So how do you train team members, improve their skills, and increase results without that training being draining on productivity? Well, here are three ways to give them the training they need without creating a drain on time and productivity or reducing the results your boss needs. First, assess your real needs. More than once, an executive has contacted our training firm and asked for the specific name of a course or to address a specific subject, such as communication or leadership skills. While both of these courses are something we offer, they don't always meet the actual need that prompted the call. Instead, spend your time assessing the real issue and have that conversation with your training vendor or in-house training team. If you're working with an expert in training, chances are they will ask you what specifically you'd like for employees to stop doing, start, or continue doing. To make training even more effective, you want to devote time to the details of the skills you need and less time on naming the solution. Communication skills, for example, may be your real need, or the real issue might be a team member's lack of clarity around their job. And for that, the training solution would be very different. Second, make training a multitasking event. Meetings are scheduled with great regularity, but do they actually meet the need? Well, the numbers tell us 94% of leaders say meetings are ineffective, particularly when they're not leading them. So it's no wonder that live training classes conducted by someone other than the boss might be perceived to adhere to those same stats. But what if you could make those classes meet more than one need and be more effective? You can, by multitasking. Forgo the meeting and use the data you wanted to discuss as a case study in the class. Change the strategy you're working on by making strategic planning a major portion of your training objectives. Conduct your team's annual SWOT analysis, for example, by building it in as a class exercise. Training should transfer knowledge and skill. And if you can include the knowledge you need them to know while building the skills to execute the desired behavior, you're multitasking. And you've added way more bang for your buck, and with luck, saved you and the team a great deal of time. And third, request real customization. Now, when hiring an outside training firm, or even when working with your internal training team members, regardless of their popularity in the market as a company or their popularity in the class as a trainer, pay attention to the number of questions they ask prior to building your results-oriented training program. True customization of your training course, whether for communication, leadership skills, time management, or any other subject, should include a great deal of data provided by you and answers to questions that help your key training contact get to know you, as well as your style, the company culture, the team culture, and the nature of the actual problem and what you want those attending training to do differently, see differently, say, or behave in different ways. Without that data, a training firm who claims to customize your program may simply be popping your company name in the same curriculum they shared with your competition. Without true customization, you run the risk of having team members attend training that is not only draining, but doesn't address the relevant issues. training doesn't have to be draining. And as we wind down 2013 in the year, look ahead with cheer at the possibilities. I couldn't help but rhyme today. Maybe now is the ideal time to give those employees a fresh start with training that's not draining. And maybe even entertaining. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.